Hello and welcome.
It's a little off topic.
My brother has to help me remove my clothes. I proceeded to serenade his then fiance to "I Want to Know What Love Is" by Foreigner.
With Wiener too.
My God, who wouldn't I mind getting down on my knees for?
My advice to you: start drinking heavily.
I had to pee, so I walk outside of the garage, unzip my zipper, kind of pull my schlong out a little bit, and I start pissing. And then right when I'm done, I realize my leg's feeling a little warm.
No.
And I didn't pull it out all the way.
Lurch.
The pee hole was like half outside of my half outside of my jean, and then the other half was just being blocked by my jeans.
Grab a broom. Don't cost nothing.
I was in just wife beater and boxers. Yeah, it was bad news bears. And kind of the kicker was, though, that the boxers that I was wearing, they have on the back of them, it looks like there's a remote control wedged in the ass of them, and it says, "Where's the remote?"
And Andy two times.
And so I'm wandering around this hallway. People probably thought that I literally had the remote in my ass. I literally had the wiener in my ass.
There it is. That is Lurch's first appearance of his newest intro. We've had technical difficulties with having it on the computer. Thanks for joining us. This is a little off topic, the 19th edition of this little podcast we started a long time ago. And this is I'm Wiener 2, and hopefully changing names in the near future. I think I've kind of grown out of the Wiener 2 moniker. Looking for jobs doesn't really go that well when you go by Wiener. Wiener on air. In studio, same as every other week, the co-hosts here, Lurch and Andy two times. Gentlemen, good morning.
Yo, yo.
Hey.
Is this week one all over again?
Yeah. The tables have turned.
Yeah, no kidding. As always, the email for now is asktheinterns@gmail.com. And I was sitting in the studio with Steve running Best Of this morning, and this was a pretty funny little story that Andy encountered too, where the webcam's up, and apparently a listener / viewer saw Andy and I sitting in the studio and said, "Hey, is that I forget what was the exact email, Andy?"
Well, there was one guy who
there it was must one be guy, week one.
Yeah,
sorry. There was one guy who thought I was Candy Beard, and then there was another guy who was like, "Oh wow, there's no way that could have been Candy Beard. He's skinnier and looks normal." And hey, there's Wiener too. Hey, I like the podcast. How do I get their info? How do I not email Frieder and Hot Wings? How do I email them?
He actually emailed Steve and said, "How do I email them?"
Yeah. Which, well, I can't remember his name now. Some
Chris Smith?
T. No, what's a T? His
I thought it was Chris.
T. Anyway.
Doesn't matter.
Timbo in Albany.
No.
Where's that coming from, Lurch?
Right.
Starts with a T.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it was. You can reach us at asktheinterns@gmail.com, and we encourage everybody to become a Podomatic subscriber simply because that is where we are first. And now if you're not a Podomatic listener, you'll be listening to this on Tuesday.
That's right.
And everybody else will be enjoying this fresh round of new laughs on Friday. Mm-hmm. So asktheinterns.podomatic.com. Where you can see our fancy background that I picked out of a hat.
Yeah, I saw
There's
that
There's cassette tapes and nightclub dancing and all that fun type of stuff.
Rusty cassettes and random horror on our page. That's awesome. Yeah,
absolutely. That's how we like to do it.
Yeah.
So asktheinterns.podomatic.com. Also, the Facebook page is just taking off, gentlemen.
It's skyrocketing.
We've gone from Lurch and I's fans. Mm-hmm. Paul was lucky number one of the real fans.
That's awesome.
Paul and his mother. they share a Facebook account. So, and we're up to 80. 80. And one girl who wants me.
In a week.
Yeah.
80 in a week.
What? 80. Yeah, 80 in a week. Well, I don't even know when we made it. I know Lurch made a person a little off topic, which I'm pretty sure we're never going to touch.
I think it's got like five friends.
So, yeah, if you search for a little off topic on Facebook, you'll see our fancy word art logo. Yep. That's how you know it's the real deal.
Look for the cheapest, most crappiest piece of, well, crap that you can find.
All right, Andy, we're going to have this discussion. We're going to have this discussion.
What am I doing? Oh,
Sorry.
I keep looking at what we're recording.
I feel like I'm filleting.
Hang on. All right, everybody. Go ahead and talk, Lurch.
Hey.
This is the level. That's what you're coming in at.
Actually, really? I think that might be louder than what he said.
It might have been. It's very close. Okay. This is week 19, boys, not Lurch playing a game.
Yeah. Just move it up like that a little bit. Is that better?
Yeah. No, we're all right.
It's good now, right?
So, yeah, a little off topic on Facebook. Go ahead and friend us there. We post a lot, and you can see.
Whoa. Don't friend us. Like us.
Like us. Yeah, you can't become a friend of a page or whatever. But go ahead and do that. We'll let everybody know when a new edition's posted and when we're going to record. Also write creepy things on our status updates, as well as randomly hit on females who happen to enjoy the podcast.
It is.
One of Andy's friends is next in line.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah.
But if you're listening actually in Maine, we would love to take the show on the road. Andy and I might, we would actually like a job over there.
Yeah,
so we'll just move to Maine.
Yeah, you guys do.
Well, Lurch, you're in school. You're in school. We'll bring you on the phones.
How many more years do you have left?
Like 2 or 3.
All right, yeah, we'll see you down the road. Maybe we'll hook up down the line.
Yeah, hello, East Lansing, Duluth, or Indiana. Wiener 2 and Andy 2 times coming to a city near you.
And I don't have to be Wiener 2. Well, I can go by my real name.
Yeah, well, if you're... Yeah.
You can call me Kyle. I mean, that'll be good on air, won't it? I mean, it's Kyle Wiener 2.
K-Path, I like it.
We could go by, Lurch mentioned going by K-Path. If you have a nickname for a douchey-sounding, looking kid named Kyle, send your nicknames to the Gmail account or write them on the Facebook page.
How about we call you douchey-looking Kyle?
Douchey-looking Kyle! That's also a very good air name, just about as good as Wiener.
Really rolls off the tongue.
It really does.
Hey, DLK, how's it going, man?
See, now I was thinking if you're going to do like the whole name.
Andy, chew the GD microphone.
What the hell? If we're going to do the whole name thing, screw it. It doesn't matter.
You have to finish your thought. Now you can't just stop that.
No, I was going to say I wouldn't mind changing Andy 2 times. Just to lose, sort of to kind of leave the nest.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of a leaving the nest thing. I think Andy 2 times, it sounds pretty good. It's smooth.
It's not bad. I just have, I have other things I know that the people, I have an alias. I don't know if you guys, Fandango Rockwell. Yes, it's true.
My puzzled look at you right now, I think, is justified. And I think anybody who's listening to this.
Woof.
Any of our 400-some subscribers listen to this are also puzzled.
Or
where did you get the nickname Fandango Rockwell?
I've had that for... It's not really a nickname. It's more of an alias. It's one of my other names.
Are you a celebrity? You need to check into hotels under a fake name?
You never know when an individual could use an alias. I'm just saying, okay?
So what you're saying is it's your blackout, Andy? Yeah.
When I get hammered drunk, that's what I like to call myself.
He walks around these parties. Hey, you don't call me Andy. You call me Fandango or Mr. Rockwell. You pick.
That's right. That's pretty much spot on.
Everybody's pretty creeped out by Andy at the parties. Oh, God, somebody take the booze away from him. He's already getting into it.
Here's the other one. I'm the bald, squinty-eyed wise man, so Buddha.
That's not bad.
Some people call me that.
It's not bad. Might offend some people.
I don't care. Screw those people.
I'm talking about if we were to take our show on the road, Andy.
Oh, F them. Either way.
Better yet. Hey, potential listeners, F off.
They're not listening now.
My alias is Movie Phone Joe.
Is that also the same amount of explanation as Andy?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I don't need an explanation. I don't need to explain myself to anybody.
Let it out, Andy.
Andy and I are contemplating going out and boozing it tonight.
Jeez.
And
I want to come.
I'm just anticipating Andy at some point in the bar when the bartender goes, here's your drinks. Here's your drinks. You know, whatever a waitress would say, sweetie, honey, Andy. Yeah. Hey! Hey!
You don't know me.
I told you what to call me.
Pardon me, that's Fandango Rockwell or yeah. Mr. Rockwell to you.
Quit judging me with your eyes, you whore.
I like how Kyle looks into the corner of the room to yell. I'm imagining that the
quote-unquote whore of a waitress would be in that corner, and that's where Andy would be looking.
Yep.
You're a whore. Selfish, dirty whore.
No, the reason, and we're not going to get into this because it's fresh and it's not pleasant for anybody involved, so we will just mention this. that myself, Wiener2 slash Kyle, and Andy slash Fandango are both very, very recently single. Not by choice. So we'll let you guys fill in the blanks. So that's why Andy's a little bit out of it today and stopping thoughts mid-sentence. Microphone, Andy.
I got nothing. I don't know, man. Come on, stop doing that.
We're going to... So that's why we're a little bit in the zone.
It's a very... what did you say? I said weird. You said effed up, maybe?
Uncomfortable, maybe.
Uncomfortable, yeah.
It's not a pleasant situation, but...
For you and me, like, back to
back. Within a week. Within a week. So, I mean, if Andy gets the urge to just let it out on air, we'll let that
day
happen.
You'll all be the first to know.
We'll
let take his anger out on me, I feel.
I don't think he's as much angry, you know. What we would like to do is hopefully capitalize on the thank you speech. Phenom, I think, is what we can easily say here about how much success those received. And if you would please send your review still to idiots@freeburnhotwings.com, kind of like who the hell knows what his name was, John Smith, for all we know, who we just talked about watching on the webcam. Send the reviews to the show. So hopefully Andy and I can actually get a program, and then Lurch can go to school.
Yeah, who cares what he can do?
Lurch!
What? What's going on?
He gets in this zone and just starts looking away.
Snoopy eyes.
Oh.
It's Rockwell.
It's Rockwell.
Whatever.
It's Rockwell,
or
not
Fandango.
Rock. Mr. Rockwell or Fandango, you pick.
Or Fandango Rockwell.
Merge the two.
We had an idea for a game, and I guess do we want to try this? Do we want to do it?
Let's just do it.
Let's just do it. Okay. It's a game. It's not even really a game much as make fun of ourselves, you know, make it. Yeah. But it is the former employee here, Golden Throat, Leno Kelly, was famous for hitting the post. And that is our challenge today. The problem is they all knew how long the intro to their song was, which is one more thing than we have.
Yeah.
Now, I could screw everybody because I have access to the computer and pick like Metallica 1 or something with like a 60-second intro.
Yeah, okay.
But I think what we should do is set a list of requirements. So you two gentlemen, let's think about what we should be required to say in our Hitting the Post segment.
Oh. Can we write this down? Do we have paper?
I don't think we have a dry erase, and we have your job application.
Yeah, let's not write on the back of my job application, shall
right
we?
Right on that thing that's on the thingy thing.
Man. The thing that's on the thingy
Yeah, right on that. Oh, your hand was right there. Just touch it. Nope. Right there. Yeah, right on that.
There's
yeah.
no paper?
A dry erase marker. It'll work.
What?
Guaranteed.
I'm done talking to you.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, don't mess with Andy today, Lurch.
Hey, this is my idea. Can I pick the music?
No, you can mess with me. I just don't know what you're talking about.
Sure.
All right, I'm doing it.
All right, don't screw us. What? All right, and Andy, we're doing musical chairs. Go.
What? Huh?
Phil, Andy, Phil!
Man, you'd think after 19 weeks that command would have been recognized by now.
What the hell?
I've yelled that command probably 10 times over the course of this podcast. I know, isn't that a good noise?
Just grab that and wrench on it as much as you can there, buddy.
Oh, my God. Lurch is now defiling company property.
Look at this thing. Writing on it, and you can erase it.
Wow,
that's what I'm talking
really
about.
Really good when it's erased, too. All right, let's keep going here.
All right.
We have places to be because we have so much more content for this show today. Mm-hmm. And by so much more content, I mean this is what we have.
This is it.
And this was developed about 13 seconds ago.
Yeah.
I could, we could recap the story of... my drunken evening,
yeah.
Wednesday. That was an adventure.
That's up to you, man. I mean, I'm.
Well, I don't. I mean, it's nothing bad. It was just poor decision making on my part.
A recap.
It's very poor decision.
Did somebody have work early in the morning?
I did. Wednesday. This is post single.
Mm-hmm.
Wiener
post
2.
News.
Yeah. So what I did was I threw on my most dapper of clothes, and by most dapper of clothes, I mean my finest pair of white basketball shorts.
Whatever you feel doesn't need to be, it's not a big deal if it gets vomited on.
My Arrested Development t-shirt with a backwards baseball hat, unshaven. I'm still unshaven.
Sexy.
Feels. Let's be honest here, boys. I was looking good.
Let's do it.
I was looking real good. And
I believe you.
Began the evening at one bar where there was two beers deep, and then a. We'll assume that's your water.
All right.
Yeah, I don't really care. My lips haven't been anywhere in a while.
Me and Wiener 2 just made out pretty much.
Hey, bring it up.
Except my downstairs mix-up. Oh, now you guys know how I feel every single day of my life. Well, maybe I don't feel that way, but...
Depressing is what this is. Yeah.
But anyway...
That's true. I've been there.
My job begins...
This podcast is depressing.
Yeah. Oh. Well... Yeah, I've been here, too.
Yeah. I have, but... I start work at 6, and I need to be up by a little after 5 to get ready to hit the road.
Right.
So I was like, all right, I'll just go out and drink a few, and I'll head home, get in bed by around 11, 11:30. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. I can go on 5, 5 and a half anyway. And that was the plan, but that plan was derailed by Bud Light on special. I don't even like Bud Light.
Oh,
I don't like it at all.
Unless it's on sale.
You got it.
Dollar drafts or something like that.
I was a bit surprised when I got my tab at 1:30 in the morning saying how many beers I had had.
Surprise.
And I got home, and that was the quickest nap I have ever taken in my life. And it was that kind of hungover in the morning where whenever I'd look down, I'd just get dizzy.
Mm-hmm.
And my stomach.
You didn't drive home, did you?
No.
You got a cab?
That was it.
Someone drove you home?
I did. Somebody drove me home.
Good.
And so I couldn't. I sat. Oh, man. I could not work. It was bad news bears from the start. Yeah. And I forced myself to buy a donut that I almost threw up. I wasn't good until about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. And now I'm already planning the return with Andy here tonight.
With a vengeance, I guess.
So, yeah, hey, if you're in the listening area here, and I think everybody knows where the main...
GRMI.
The flagship.
Grummy.
Everybody knows where the flagship's at. Let us know. Andy and I, we're looking for beer.
I'm going to throw a party tonight. A lurch party. You guys coming?
You have to work at like 6 tomorrow.
What did you just tell a story about?
Well, and I'm telling you, that was a poor decision.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it was.
I have to work tomorrow. I don't know what time, but pretty sure it's not in the morning.
Let's establish just one more thing here today. This you can hear, everybody can hear. This is just a little bit more difficult to hear still.
That's not entirely true because the pickup pattern on this mic is wider.
And it is backwards.
It is.
You're probably right that when you talk into a microphone like this, it probably sounds just...
You're making me feel really good right now, Andy.
Try this out.
Lurch has his microphone turned to backwards because that is essentially what Andy has been speaking into this podcast.
This is like my first day.
This really
but
is.
For
I'm
you.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, and to be fair, it's excusable.
I got an hour of sleep, man.
Yeah, it's
like...
very fresh in Andy's mind, but it's still funny to see happen after 19 podcasts that have been pretty much essentially flawless for Andy with the speaking into the microphone and.
Yeah, not flawless. My flaws, definitely flawed.
Well, yeah, but your speaking into the microphone was
well,
superior.
I've always done it like that, and we haven't had a problem until you couple of Nancys decided to start having a bitch fest on it.
Well, I don't think it was... I didn't complain. I saw the first audio wave, and I thought, all right, he'll fix it. He'll fix it. And then you didn't.
Yeah.
All right, Lurch, do we have music yet?
Wait, just keep talking.
You got to be kidding me. We just talked for like 6 minutes.
Really?
Well, I wanted to get some music to go to the background of what we were doing right now.
I
got music. I had music like 5 minutes ago. I had it like
I run this show.
Literally,
Andy.
I had
yeah.
F off right now.
I'm just kidding.
I had it 5 minutes ago. I'm trying to get some slow music going behind us.
Seriously, send us because as you can see, we're thin on content today. Send us some game, whatever, something, anything like this that you think would be funny, or story ideas that you think we could talk about. But just post them to the Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Probably much easier for you than your email.
Asktheinterns.podomatic.com.
Mm-hmm. For all your Podomatic needs, we are the pro account now. And by the way, new high, and we didn't talk about this, but Lurch and I both noticed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
on our
mm-hmm.
Podomatic account,
mm-hmm.
we were number 20 in the comedy genre.
20.
20, Andy.
Out of a lot. So there's a lot.
Come on. Pick those spirits up, Andy.
We've been fluctuating, though.
No, the lowest we've dropped now, we're at 29 today, and that's because we haven't done anything new in a week.
Yeah.
We are doing pretty well.
Not bad out of like
we do appreciate
1,000.
Everybody. Pass it along to your friends, anybody you think it might be funny. You can also find us on iTunes. I don't think that
make us famous is what we're trying to say.
Listen, we want to be big time. We want to be kind of be as famous as kind of like the Spencer guy from The Hills.
Yeah.
We want to be his type.
But not as crazy and not as
awkward.
Yeah,
we won't be as weird.
And not douchey.
Yeah, and not douchey. But you can also find us on iTunes if you search for A Little Off Topic. Again, search for the amazing Word Art logo. And you can subscribe there. And thanks, everybody, for the ratings. There's two of them now, and they're both 5-star reviews, gentlemen.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
We're moving up. But, yeah, just tell. I mean, anybody think would find this funny? I mean, we're looking to move up into the top 10 here in the Podomatic comedy genre, and I think that'd be pretty sweet if that could happen.
Not this one. Not this particular episode. But the podcast in general.
The podcast in general.
If you think it's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I happen to think Lurch and I and Andy, I think we've been doing great.
Great.
Lurch, who should go first?
Who wants to go first? I got this song.
I'll go first.
Out. Okay.
Do we have any mandates of what I need to say?
Oh yeah, we never.
Well, I can give you the song title.
Well, no. What I should say in the look. In the lead up.
Yeah.
Oh, just
the name of the station.
It's got to be time check, weather, and a reference to the era.
And the reference to the top of the hour. That's what I'm going to do at least.
Good. Love seeing it. What's the song title, Lurch?
ABBA, Mamma Mia.
Do you have any idea if there's an intro to this, or is it going to be like 2 seconds?
I don't know.
So this could fail miserably.
I know the big guys are a big fan of ABBA.
That's what I hear. Well, who isn't?
Well, of course.
Let's be honest.
You
Andy?
Know, I heard
Andy, favorite musical?
I heard ABBA doesn't...
Mamma Mia, right? Exactly. You heard ABBA doesn't what?
No, I heard ABBA, they don't speak... They're Swedish or some blonde hair, blue eye, bunch of bums out somewhere. They don't speak a lick of English. I heard they memorized all the English.
I think they have to speak at least 2 licks of English to have music like that.
And at this point, that was the 1970s. I bet you they do now.
Yeah,
they'd have to. Any
if they're gonna be in this damn country, they better learn this damn language. Is all I'm trying to say.
Patriot Lurch in action.
Freedom.
Any confirmation on ABBA's English speaking abilities would be greatly appreciated if you can confirm that.
What country are they from? Because I always screw
they're
up.
They're Sweden.
You're right.
Sweden.
Yeah, is it Sweden? I always get them. Yeah.
The attractive one. The attractive country.
Yeah. Okay.
So, Lurch, we have Mamma Mia, possibly a 1-second intro, possibly a 20-second intro. It's a guessing game.
It's
there's zero chance I'm going to hit the post.
Yeah. Definitely.
All right.
You ready? You can hear everything?
Hang on. Let me.
Clear the throat.
How you doing?
Should I go jock voice?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're going
to
do radio.
We're
going
to have to go
to jock. I'm going to get one quick drink here.
Ooh, I want some, too.
It's radio, folks. It's radio.
All right.
All right.
And hit me. I can't hear it.
You can't hear it?
I can barely hear it.
You might want to switch headphones.
Can we just turn it up?
Where is it?
It's the third bar. There you go. Nope. Over. Oh, there. Yeah, I'm gonna start. Oh, I see. It's gonna be like an 8-second intro.
Okay,
too.
You have a 15-second intro.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
Are we all doing the same one?
Nope. I'll change
Hang
it
on,
up for
you.
You
have a clock. I don't even know. Who cares? I'll
just wing it.
Make
man.
Up.
Wing
a time.
It, bro.
Wing it.
All right.
Ready?
Mm-hmm. It's 10:25. 25 after the hour. 35 before 11 o'clock. We got weather and traffic coming up on the sixes here very soon. Right now, 70s dancing hit Mamma Mia by ABBA.
Very good. Very good. Very good.
That went a lot better than I anticipated. I think it helped me here. You can do the same song for Andy, or are you gonna?
Nope, we're gonna change it up for Andy.
Okay,
you guys fill content. I'm gonna find
we
some songs.
We already filled, I think, our last lick of content.
Yeah.
All right, movie corner.
You already know.
I saw a movie. I fell asleep through it.
Andy, see anything? Hang on. Okay, no, go ahead.
I saw Harry Brown. I rented Harry Brown the other night with Michael Caine.
Sure, you weren't looking at your boyfriend?
Mm.
Oh!
Harry
I'm just
Brown.
Kidding. And we went there.
Harry.
Dude, I told you not to talk about that on here.
Yeah.
That one time.
Lurch is my boyfriend.
I've seen it before, but I just want to give a recap. I watched about 12 minutes of Good Will Hunting last night.
Great movie, dude.
And then I fell asleep.
Why? It's one of my favorite all-time movies.
Real
of all
late.
Time
Real late, and I've had trouble sleeping lately.
Call me.
We could cuddle.
Yeah.
I think that should be a topic we should look into.
Watching a movie together?
No. More of top three favorite movies, top three or bottom three movies, like your most hated movie.
I like movies.
Play a little clip. We can play a little guessing game. I like that. Take listener what they have too, because that way we could get their ideas in advance.
You know,
and play some clips.
Might be a fantastic movie up your alley, and I mean this in all seriousness.
What do you got?
Fight Club.
I enjoyed it.
Oh, whenever, I love that
I'm
movie.
In, like that, like mm-hmm. you know, that mood. Fight Club.
To mm-hmm. fight.
I've been in the mood
I've
been in the mood for anger rap lately.
Mm.
That I can usually
hardcore 90s gangster rap.
I can yell it.
Yeah.
You know, and it gets me a good smoky, raspy kind of voice right now instead of my usual thick, manly radio voice.
Something like that.
That's what it said, right?
Well,
we got a song yet?
Yeah. Is it? Do edit. I have to hit edit?
Yeah.
Edit.
Okay. Who's going? Got to be Andy, right?
I'm gonna have to go with Andy.
Okay.
All right. What are we doing? We're doing the station. We're doing the weather.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. There wasn't really any whatever. Requirements. I don't think I mentioned the station. I just kind of wing it.
Yeah.
Wang
cares? It. You wang it.
Wang it. Wonged it. Winged it. What's the proper term?
Wang
it.
I wong it.
Wong.
Wong it.
There's no way that's.
All right. Wong. Your song is "A Horse with No Name" by America.
Should we now,
America!
To be fair, I got to listen to mine before.
Yeah, we'll do
Should
that.
Should we show Andy how long it's going to be?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, and then we'll...
Yeah.
Never heard of this.
You never heard this song?
I know this one. Yeah, I know this one.
Okay, you have about...
about 10 seconds.
8 seconds to
really?
Find something good, so...
Are we doing it?
Am I
doing
this? No, don't do that one. That's no good.
Queen. Oh, I love Queen. I know a lot of it. Yeah.
Queen?
Yeah, that's good.
This is what we call planning out there, folks.
All right.
If you want to be in radio, this is what it is.
That's right.
Here's a song that is pertinent to what we are doing, Radio Gaga.
Okay, why don't we
by Queen.
So tell you. Wow, you're gonna like work.
Yeah. Should I do this? When does it kick in, actually, Lurch? I will not do anything more than 15 seconds, because that's what Wiener did.
Because that one's about 30 seconds. You know what? Why don't you wait your turn?
You have 30 seconds. You already had your turn.
All right, we'll just go with that intro there. I Want to Break Free by Queen.
Ooh, how long?
I'll give you about 17 seconds.
That's good. That's good. Two times.
Okay.
You gonna play hardball and knock him down to 15, or?
Yeah, no, I'm just gonna wing it and see what I can do.
Wing it.
Yeah, bring that volume up a little bit. I can barely hear it.
Well, we have to hear Andy. All right, ready, Andy?
Yeah.
Radio voice.
Radio voice. Bringing it back at 8:07 in the morning. This is WANG Radio from the classics of the 80s, 90s, and now. One for your ass that is always clever. Queen. I just went into gibberish talk.
I like how your radio station name was WANG.
Play that back. I want to give an imitation of Andy's.
Okay.
Play that back.
Utter gibberish.
8:07, 7 after the hour. I like pizza. This is a radio station. We're going to play a lot of music. How's everybody doing? I drive a red car. Queen.
She's a beat.
It was a good effort. You caught the wagon at the end.
You set the bar very high.
I don't think it was that high, Andy.
You set the bar incredibly high.
Andy, Phil!
Stop.
Stop that. Stop. Whatever that was. Whatever that was terrible.
I know. It's my banshee scream.
All right, I already got a song for Lurch.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know how long it is.
Test, test, test. Hey, do your headphones work? I can't hear the music.
You'll be able to hear it.
What?
Yeah. Okay. It's
I don't
pretty
want your
fun.
Headphones.
Lurch, classic. Oh, really?
Yeah, they got the ads in front. Okay, you drank my water, you effer.
That was mine. I brought it over.
Well,
was...
Will you hand me my
God.
My slash your water?
Take a freaking shot. Jackass. All right, here we go. Let's figure out how long the intro is to this. Everybody will know it immediately. Maybe. Okay, it's the music video.
Alright, I think I can see the screen now. Okay.
Well, it might be too long.
Is this the Bulls?
What?
Is he announcing the Bulls? Or
the Pistons.
Like
you know what? Whatever. Nah, you know what? You're going to play that game.
Oh. I like the heavy sigh with arms crossed at the same time.
Don't advertise me.
It was awesome.
This is going to be good.
Yeah.
A little long, so. Can the question here, Lurch, becomes, can you handle... 30 second. Nah, longer than 30. Never mind.
Yeah, I don't know if I can handle 30 seconds.
All right, I got one more idea, and then I'm gonna have to just start randomly searching. Yeah, this is gonna be good. This is just as good. Familiar with it?
No.
Survivor, Burning Heart.
Never heard of it.
Oh, dude. You do yourself a favor here, Lurch, and get caught up on your Rocky soundtrack music, because this is a classic.
I don't know about that.
It's about national pride, Lurch.
Oh, jeez. Well, I have to freaking listen to that. I love national pride. Could you pick a song?
It's about 25.
25 seconds?
Nope.
My God. Not even happening. Well, I could probably do it, but I don't want to.
I don't think you could. All right, next song choice.
This is preparation. All right,
state your name and power. I am the Waffler. With my griddle of justice, I...
First of all, let's stop the GD press. Smash Mouth All-Star, who knew Dane Cook was in the music video?
What?
Look at this. And listen, you'll be able to tell almost instantly.
All right, state your name and power. I am the Waffler. With my griddle of justice, I bash the enemy in the head, or I burn them like so.
Wow.
Next.
Hi, I am Pencil.
We are not going to go by the music video, then.
No, not really.
We will go by this one of the lyrics.
Somebody.
All right, or there's no intro. All right.
You want me to pick my own song and
no,
then do it?
No, Andy, help me out.
Dickhead.
Name a band. Go.
Kiss.
Now we're talking.
Detroit Rock City.
You ask and you shall receive.
All right.
I don't know.
All right.
At this point, we're at the same stage. Who knows if there will even be an intro or it'll be a minute and a half.
Woof.
Just petting me.
Woof. Hang on. Got about 24?
Yeah, whatever. Let's do it.
You wouldn't take 25, Andy. But 24. Oh, yeah.
Big so difference here.
Life-changing difference. All right, Lurch. You have 24 seconds to fill leading into Kiss Detroit Rock City. And I expect your best radio DJ voice. I want a couple of time checks, a weather reference, maybe even traffic if you think you have time.
All right.
All right. You ready?
I guess so.
Lurch.
Let's do it.
Give me some confidence here.
Now my heart is racing.
Why?
Because I'm nervous.
And we're going.
Welcome back to the... Jeez. All right. I don't like the 24 seconds.
It's not. It's like 20. Because there's like a 3 or 4 second before any music starts.
Yeah, it goes through twice.
It's 20.
Detroit Rock City Kiss. Okay.
I felt rushed with like 16.
Well, that's just because you always have a lot of information to get out.
I'm using Wiener's mic now.
That's how it's
going to
be?
Nah, that's what it is. It's one of those days, people.
I like this fit that you're throwing because it's giving me time to think. So let's do this. I'm ready.
Wiener, you got to push the button, buddy.
All right, come on. Come on. What'd you just do?
Press the button. Oh, yeah.
Keep my words to a minimum. Lurch, I'm sorry. Lurch, good. 1, 2, 3.
It's WKRZ 107.4. At the top of the hour, we will be talking about your sexual relations with your parents. Right now, it's 74 degrees, high of 80, and your parents are definitely boating right now. Detroit Rock City by Kiss. Here we go.
It took you less than 10 seconds to reference parents boning. I thought you were going to go something like, here's a hit from your parents' past.
Yeah.
Band everybody will recognize from this guitar riff, Kiss. Yeah. Unbelievable, Lurch, for crying out loud.
I have a future in this business.
Yeah, well, that has been established long before today.
Clearly.
So, I believe that's all we have on tap for today, unless you guys had something else.
I have a story.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Lurch, we should nickname this Lurch the Lifesaver.
Oh, yeah.
Lurch claims he saved some lives yesterday.
I saved at least 10 lives.
Was this a work-related story?
Yesterday. I just choked.
Just can't talk.
Choked on my own spit. I'm still nervous from...
Ooh. Is this really the end?
I just YouTubed Lifesaver, and this is what came up.
Jazz Matan.
All right, take it away, Lurch. You saved some lives.
Oh, yeah. Well,
does the music bed bother you?
No. I was hanging out with some friends yesterday, and I leave their house at like 12:30 at night.
Oh, late night, huh?
Yeah. And I'm driving home, and we have this huge storm out by where I'm living. I don't know if you got any of it, Andy.
It was pretty.
It was intense, to say the least. Oh,
party!
You. I
it's
love
party.
This song.
You said you were at party, and I thought party in the USA.
Why couldn't I have done my intro for this?
I'm sorry, Lurch. Continue. I didn't mean to interrupt. This is the last song change I'll make. Stop staring at Miley Cyrus. You're making everything uncomfortable. I'll look at her.
I'm driving down this one of these back roads.
Okay.
And I'm going like 50 miles an hour. And I'm looking in front of me. I don't see anything. And then 10 feet in front of me, there's this tree, like, down right in the middle of the road.
Oh, jeez.
I was about 2 feet from him.
Oh, my God.
Head on.
You by yourself?
Yeah, 50 miles an hour.
Oh, God.
So I drove around, and I called 911.
That's it? This is...
I've never called 911 before, and it was definitely intimidating. I was scared. But it felt good to be a good Samaritan.
You didn't cut down the tree, dude. You didn't have to be afraid.
Yeah. What were they going to do?
I don't know.
Lurch, thank you for
we
that.
We have a helpful, that guy. Young, incredibly talented, tall man here who just called 911 to tell us about a tree. What are we going to do? Get him!
Obviously not talk into the fucking mic!
Sir, what's your name and location? Oh, my name's Lurch. Hi, my name's Lurch. You might know me from a little off topic.
Is this good? We good?
Wow. Andy?
Can I leave?
I'll see you efforts later.
Come on.
I'm going.
Lurch, this song goes out to you.
We don't know. I'm just a regular Joe.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
With a regular
yeah.
job.
No, you are. You're a regular Joe.
Average white.
Yes, you are.
Suburbanite slum. I like football and porno.
That's true.
Books about war.
I got an average house.
Yeah, you do.
With a nice hardwood floor.
Got any hardwood, Lurch?
My wife and my job.
Oh, that wasn't what I was getting at.
My feet on my table.
Only with your help, though.
And a Cuban cigar.
Mm-hmm. Ready, Lurch?
Yeah.
Song goes out to you.
But sometimes that just ain't enough to keep a man like me interested.
Oh, no.
No way. No, I've got to go. Someone else's
That's Lurch.
Expense.
Always someone else's expense.
Yeah,
here we go, Lurch.
Yeah,
here's for you.
Yeah, yeah. I drive really slow in the ultra-fast lane while people behind me are going insane. I'm an
asshole.
See you, Lurch.
I'm an asshole.
Thanks for the story.
I use public toilet.
Ah, little Dennis Leary on the show. Never hurt anybody. We're going to be taking off. We will be back next Friday. Asktheinterns at gmail.com. Like we said before, go ahead and blow up that Facebook page.
Yeah.
And make us famous. That's what we're asking you to do. To have your friends listen and whatever else you might want to do. Email us, asktheinterns at gmail.com, podomatic.com, all that fun stuff. Same as always. A little off topic on Facebook. Always remember, you don't know it's true until you see the Word Art logo.
That's right.
Anywhere you see that, then you know it's legitimate. Just waiting for one person to say anything intellectual or with any insight today.
Nope.
Glad me and Wiener 2 could be here today.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Lurch and Wiener Show. Andy will be in studio next week.
Unless we get rid of him. Like we did a few times.
Yeah,
that's
all we got. It is a little off topic. We'll talk to you next week. Andy will be back later.
I like turtles.
Andy's boning Stephanie.